This is the rundown with Rubio for Monday, April 29th, 2024. Everything happens for a reason. 54-year-old Glenn Sullivan Sr. is living in Louisiana. He decides he's going to rape a teenage girl. He rapes her several times. She gets pregnant, and then she says, oh, and she's going to go to the authorities. And he says, you do that, I'm going to kill you and your whole family, and tells the family. And so he basically is trying to silence her. She eventually comes out and says, I'm going to the authorities. The cops arrest him. He's getting in prison for 50 years in Louisiana. Oh, and by the way, they're going to physically castrate him, not chemically castrate him. They are going to physically castrate him. So we're talking snip, boom, there goes your testicles, Glenn Sullivan Sr. Good. Well done, Louisiana. Every state should do this. I guarantee rape would start to go down a little bit if everyone says, okay, prison, yeah, I get it, but you're going to cut off my testicles? Yeah, good move, Louisiana. I'm all for it. There are winners and losers in life. Major universities all across the country are still having protests that are anti-Israel by pro-Hamas, and they are basically the universities are giving in. We'll go online classes even though you're paying $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year. Graduation ceremonies, those got canceled. Mind you, these are the same kids that didn't have graduation ceremonies because of the Rona in 2020. Most of them didn't, okay? And it's just very, very funny because they've done a lot of interviews with these pro-Hamas, and they're asking them questions like, well, why are you doing this? I don't know. I really don't know. I saw a great picture that says, exchange each hostage for 100 pro-Hamas U.S. students. Good for Israel, good for the United States, good for Hamas, educational for students. Yeah, a lot of these people, they think that, oh, this is great, so great over there, pro-Hamas. They don't really even know what's going on. So someone's got to step up here and be an adult. Accept and embrace. China has now emits more CO2 than every other entire developed country combined. So literally every other country in the world combined doesn't put out as much CO2 as coal mines in China. So why do we do anything that we're doing here? Okay, why do I have to drink from a straw that tastes like a toilet paper roll if in China they're doing nothing? So what's the point? It means nothing. Why would I keep my yard clean if my neighbor's yard has so much weed, it just takes over mine? If my yard will never get better until I talk to my neighbor and say, hey, let's get some Roundup on your yard, my man. Working hard is not enough. This is a wild story. A Black Baltimore high school athletic director is charged with using AI to create a voice memo from a white school principal. So this white school principal in Baltimore kind of chastised this AD, says, hey man, you're doing this wrong, this wrong, this wrong. The Black AD, the athletic director, gets pissed off. He goes on this AI form, and this is not a super tech guy. This is an AD. He's not a techie, all right? He's able to go on his computer, create an artificial intelligence voice, and it says that the white principal is blasting Black and Jewish students. It gets all over the news, the social media, kids start spreading, and this white principal is getting his name dragged through the mud. Well, it turns out the Black AD is the one that created it. So he's going to get into a big, big amount of trouble, and this is a major, major issue. If they can pull something, and this is just an athletic director, what are the super tech nerds going to be able to do? Confidence is the key. Joey B went on the Howard Stern show, and it was just a softball session of fluff questions. At one point, Stern just said, you're the greatest president ever. You're such a great father figure. You've done this, blah, blah, blah. And Joey B just went lie after lie. And I know politicians lie, but this guy does lies that you can just literally prove in real time. At one point, he said he was a lifeguard and saved six drowning kids. Okay, that seems like a lot. He also said, women, when he was a senator, would send him salacious photos, and he would always give them to his Secret Service. As a senator, you don't have Secret Service, man. And the last one he said is, one time they were desegregating a town next to him, and he went onto the porch with his Black family, and he was arrested. Literally not true at all. But confidence, good job, Joey B. You got the confidence to keep doing it. And if the media doesn't stop him, why wouldn't he have the confidence? If you have any questions, you can email Rubio at therubiomethod.com.
Hey, so what is the best part about working at One Shots?
The family. I love my coworkers.
Good people, good energy. You could be creative. So I like One Shots.
We have a small, tight-knit community here, and I like working with all of our locals and meet new people from all over the country.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.